So it is 30 years since the country entered into the first democratic elections. And my 30 years, incredible. One of the countries that has been instrumental in shaping our democracy is MTN. They too celebrate 30 years. They received their cellular license in 1993 and with just 20 staff members in 1994 launched their services. So in addition to celebrating Freedom Day, we're celebrating the 30th birthday of MTN, and to reflect on their incredible journey, I'm delighted to be joined by the CEO of MTN, Charles Moilapisi. It's a very good morning to you, Charles. Happy Freedom Day and happy anniversary to MTN.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Good morning, Sarah Jane. Thanks for having me and good morning to our listeners.
What an absolute pleasure. So 30 years of freedom and MTN born that very same year. What's the significance today in history for MTN? Charles?
Sarah Jane, thanks for that. I mean, I guess even before we talk about the MTN story, I think for us broadly as South Africans, I mean, this day, you know, really means a lot. And I think it's an opportunity for all of us as South Africans to reflect, you know, and to thank those people, the leaders and communities and towns and villages who brought us freedom. You know, we have to, on this day, remember them. You know, we have to think about them and we have to thank them, you know, for what they've done for us as a nation. But I guess for MTN, this is a remarkable story. You know, this is a company born at the dawn of democracy. We've made a significant difference in South Africa. We're excited about what we've achieved as a company, but mostly about what we've done for our people. So it's a really, really big day if you think about it.
How has the advent of MTN and indeed South Africa's telecom sector acted as a catalyst for inclusion?
I mean, if you reflect on the past, the level of connectivity, we have brought connectivity to our people. If you look at the level of, you know, cell phone penetration, the level of coverage, we now have, you know, 98% of our population under the umbrella of the MTN network. That's remarkable, you know, coverage that we have done as, you know, as MTN. Then you look at all the social interventions we've done. You look at the jobs that MTN has created. You look at all the connectivity we've done, whether it's for enterprises, whether it's for government. And then you can see the exact impact of what MTN has done. You know, and I think if you look at what we say as MTN, we say that everyone deserves the benefit of a modern connected life. Mm. And the big thing we're saying here, we say everyone, not just the people in the suburbs, mm-hmm. but everyone in South Africa deserves the benefits of a modern connected life. And we're obsessed about bringing connectivity to our people. You know, we constantly say that we want to build platforms for South Africa's progress. We want to build digital platforms that enable South Africa to succeed.
Charles, I often do work with the Africa Tech Festival, which I'm sure that you are familiar with. And one of the conversations that is often happening is exactly what you're speaking about there, which is the reach of telecoms. And as you say, not just to those of us living in the cities and suburbs, but also the challenges of getting rural communities connected. Can you talk a little bit about some of the work that MTN has done in that area?
Thanks for that. I mean, I myself, I'm a rural boy, you know, so I come from the villages and I understand exactly what our people are faced there. We're obsessed about connectivity. In most of the villages now, we provide, you know, 4G coverage, not just 2G coverage, but not just 3G coverage, but 4G coverage for our people. We're bringing connectivity to the schools. We're enabling kids to be able to download homeworks and go on YouTube and be able to study new videos about their coursework. We're enabling farmers to be able to do business. We're connecting clinics in rural areas. You know, so that is a very, very big mandate of ours. I mean, we see ourselves, you know, as a very clear, high social impact organization. And like I said, we say everyone deserves the benefit of a modern connected life, not just the ones in the towns. And that's going to be, you know, our biggest focus as we continue to go forward as well. But we're also very proud about what we've achieved so far.
20 staff members 30 years ago, and you've gone on now to over 280 million subscribers in more than 20 countries. What began, you know, expanding through South Africa to the rest of the continent and through into the Middle East. One must ask now, as we celebrate the anniversary, not only of South Africa's democracy, but the 30th anniversary of MTN, what for the next 30 years, for 30 years to come, Charles?
Marian, all I can promise South Africans and the Capetonians is this, is that MTN will be with them every step of the way. The future of how the TDS will look like is unknown to us. But here's the promise. Every step of the way, every innovation that's required, new platforms, new services, whether it's going to be AI or even the future technologies, whether it's going to be 6G, 7G, or even 9G, the promise is this. MTN will walk the journey with all South Africans. We will set up our organization in a manner that we're able to innovate, to provide new services, and to create a sustainable organization that can lead our country forward. You know, we'll make sure that by any standards, locally and globally, that we have the manpower, the capacity, and the capability to be able to lead our people forward into the future.
Charles, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. A happy Freedom Day to you. And again, a happy anniversary to MTN opening its doors in 1994 as well. An absolute pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Charles Moller-PC, who is the CEO of MTN.